Hello world, this is Sports Central.
I'm Phil Fechner.
With a little bit of Rick Drew.
Well, how do we like that one, Pete? We've changed it up for you this week. Different intro. Okay, Rick, we'll go on straight on to the local footy, I think.
I think we should.
Yes. I never found the pigeons either. Just,
oh, you didn't?
Yeah, if you were going to ask. I didn't find them.
Right.
47 short.
Yeah.
Okay, local footy, Rick. Newry, now you covered this game. Newry versus Freeling. We thought it might have been a bit closer than that.
Well, that's the biggest reason I chose the game. It only goes to show what sort of expert am I. I'm not. It was 50-point blowout in less than perfect conditions. I will hand Newry one thing.
The oval
was in perfect nick.
It was
just that the inclement conditions, it varied between light drizzle and incredible heavy rain. The only thing I could make comment about is that obviously they're well and truly concerned about the environment because they could have turned the lights on.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. It was as dark as dark.
Okay.
But anyway, so a huge gap.
I mean,
we won't talk about the game other than, as we've talked about on this show before, the reality is that even though Freeling had won three in a row, that was against, unfortunately for them, the three bottom sides, Kapunda, Tanunda.
Did they beat Angaston?
And Angaston. And to be whitewashed. I mean, if in the dry weather, it wouldn't have been 50, it would have been 100.
Yeah.
And it just shows what we've talked about. The gap between top and bottom is embarrassing, really.
So, Newry, 12 goals, 5-71, defeated Freeling, 3-9-27. Falland, Hoepner and Westlake were best for Freeling. Do you agree with those?
I do, yeah, I wouldn't.
Dutchke, Muster and Ross, the three veterans for Freeling.
Yeah, I mean, the only bloke I'll give a special mention to, absolutely amazing in these slippery conditions, Terence Wilfred.
Yep.
Magical ability and skills in slippery. I mean, the ground was all right, but the ball was like a cake of soap.
Yeah.
And
his
touches were quite incredible.
Very good player.
Yep.
The next game, we'll go on to Kapunda versus Williston. Wasn't a bad game by the look of it, Rick.
Yeah.
10 goals, 14, Kapunda. 74, lost to Williston, 12 goals, 21, 93.
Yeah, it probably, I'm not there, didn't know, but it probably should have been a bigger gap than that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think Williston are where they are at the bottom of the top four, and I can't see they're going to play a great deal. I think they'll stay in the four. But
They will.
But I don't see them playing a major role
in the
finals.
I had a quick look at the games to come, and Central and Freeling do play top sides, so I can't see them knocking Williston out.
No,
I think Williston
are
pretty firm. They've got good percent, they're almost 10% in front, plus a game.
Yes.
So, best players for Kapunda were Robinson, Brown, Caelan Brown, and Neville. Earlham, Davis and McKenzie, Isaiah McKenzie, were best for...
Yeah, well, from looking at, judging only, because I didn't see any of it, on the scorecard, Earlham must have had a day out. I think he's kicked five goals into the bargain.
Yes, I saw that, unreal. And he's centerman, like centerman type player.
He's a ball.
Yeah. Okay, next game, which was probably looking on paper the game of the round, South versus Barossa, Rick. 7-11-53, Barossa 4-6-30. Obviously a bit wet there and slippery at South too, eh?
I mean, I think that would be of major concern to South, not other than at the subliminal level, because they lost the unlosable grand final in wet conditions. And I suggest that the only reason that Barossa got as close is because of probably the wet conditions. So I would think that Barossa would invest in a lot of prayer mats come finals time to make sure it's fair weather.
Well, it mightn't be Barossa, it might be Newry.
Well,
I still tip Newry.
Yeah.
Okay, and best for South was Newman, Filkey and Witwa. And for Barossa was Casbolt, Jew and Wills. So the last game was looked like it was pretty wet and might have been a bit soggy underfoot at Tanunda. 4 goals, 14 Tanunda. 38. We'd have a cracker game to watch, wouldn't it? Watching 10 goals get scored. Central 6-5, 41. So it's only 3 points in the end for Tanunda Steinert, Guilfoy Dowes, Coff, obviously Charlie, and Harrison were best three for Central.
Yeah,
I mean, that's two of the lower sort of sides, isn't it? I mean,
it wouldn't have been a great, it wouldn't have been a great spectacle, I don't think.
I wouldn't have thought. So Tanunda second to bottom, that's, I think, where they'll stay.
Well, I can't see them beating too many.
No,
I really
they
can't.
Do have Kapunda coming up in a couple of weeks. So
well, that's they might not struggle good. There, yeah.
Okay, for this week, round 13, Angaston and Williston, Rick. It's it.
Williston, comfortably.
Williston for me. Newry and Barossa. At Newry?
That will be a very good game, and I think that's going to be the real measuring stick. It would seem that Barossa aren't actually firing as well as they were earlier, but I'm going to go Newry.
I'm going Newry. At Newry it is. This one will be a good, pretty good game too on paper. Kapunda versus Central should be close, anyhow.
Well, I think it will be close, and again, oh dear me, I'll be radical and go Kapunda.
I am too. Oh. I reckon I'm going to. The timekeeper might just adjust a couple of the quarters. So
yeah, he could. Once they're in front.
Hopefully, big Wyatt Ryan plays. He played at Centrals last week. He got picked down there, so he ended up playing down there. So if he's in, I think Kapunda will win.
Yep, that's a fair call.
South versus Tanunda at South.
Oh,
Tanunda would be praying for rain, wouldn't they?
Well, the trouble is the rain's coming too early, according to the forecast as we record this. There's meant to be rain. Quite heavy rain on Thursday, a bit on Friday, and no rain of any consequence on Saturday.
Ooh, could be so, a big cricket score.
Well, it is, although South, it's at South, I think.
Isn't it's at it? South, yeah.
It holds the water a bit, but oh no, there's no way South won't win that game.
No, South by plenty for me too. So so that's about all of our local footy. Went to see a good game Saturday, Rick. I went and saw Port Districts, 4th. On the table, Div 1, play Prince Alfred. Good game.
Good game.
Some good players in there. Yeah. Trengove, ex-Melbourne captain.
Of course, yes.
Bradley from Glenelg played about 200 games for them.
All right.
Yeah, some good players trotting around there, Rick.
Yes, yes. Well, listeners, we're going to change leagues now because we're very privileged, as you well know, that we have the one and only Phil Fechner, football expert,
yes,
guru,
and
also and also present at one of the best games of the year, in fact possibly the best AFL game of the year, Port Adelaide versus Collingwood last Saturday night. What was it all about?
Not the best conditions there, Rick. It was bucketing down at times, and then it was drizzling, very, very slippery conditions, but still a real good close game. It's 2.5 goals was about the most it kicked out to, I think.
Oh, so you think Port should have won, Phil?
Should have won.
Should have won.
Should have won.
17 points up at three-quarter time. Well, Phil, they were never going to win.
Never going to win.
They were never,
going
to win. Because, you know me, I love doing my little stats research.
Oh, so do I.
Now this is the reason Collingwood will win this year's premiership.
Oh, have we got that on tape?
You've heard
that
first.
Okay, we've got that on tape, right.
They will win this year's premiership.
Who will they beat?
It won't matter who it won't matter who they're playing. How about this? This is pretty incredible.
Right.
Right. In this year's competition to date, this is the final quarters for the Mighty Magpies. The Collingwood Football Club, they have kicked 72 goals, 42. And they've let their opponents kick in the last quarter, 36 goals, 61. That's basically double.
Oh, I wish I'd known that stat coming into the last quarter. I wouldn't have barracked.
Well, you wouldn't have. The producer criticised you for not barracking hard enough.
Oh, those anyway, two goals from Jamie Elliott, my God.
Never looked like missing them.
No, I called him as he was standing there.
But, I mean, that is a staggering.
That is, like,
you can say, oh, a bit of luck here, a bit of luck there. But that is double. They double the opposition's score in the last quarter.
Unreal.
Throughout the season,
must kick with the breeze every time in the last quarter.
Yeah. It was interesting that the Collingwood coach described it as the best game they played in this year, yeah. which is a compliment to Port Adelaide.
Absolutely.
Good listeners, you'll hear it here first. I didn't think, to be honest, Port Adelaide could play that intense football for four quarters in a row.
Mm.
And they surprised me. I'm back on the tram.
Oh, no. Did you hear that, Big Pete? He's on the tram with you, by the sound of it.
Listen, you're the expert.
I am. Of what?
Oh, of football and football rules, football knowledge.
Yeah,
How could Mason Cox be penalised for throwing that tapped ball at centre-half forward?
Rick, it's football. Not basketball.
But Phil
landed in his hands and he's virtually thrown it out, Rick.
Well, Phil, is that right,
had
Phil?
To be paid.
And where were you at the stage?
Quite close, up the other end.
Up the other end. Now, what I would suggest to you is that the most similar example that we can use, which, of course, is the currency of how volleyball's played, is that the ball above head height can be tapped with two hands.
Yes.
And my research is just never ending. I've been to the volleyball rule book.
Oh.
Rule 13, page 53.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Their definition of a foul. A player does not clearly hit the ball. The ball may not visibly come to rest at the time it is in contact by the player. Now, there's their definition. And my argument is that ball no more came to rest. R-E-S-T.
Rest.
Cox's hands. And you, as close as you were to the action at the other
right
end of
on
the
it.
Ground, claim
that it looked like a throw to me from where I was. Yeah.
Phil, may I just suggest one other scenario?
What is it?
Where did it take place? About centre-half forward?
Yeah, yep, for Let's, us.
It doesn't matter, yep. centre-half forward yep. somewhere. Let's suggest that that action took place on the half-forward flank, but not in the field, in the game as such, but at a boundary throw-in. And the boundary umpire, with the wet ball, cold, the boundary throw-in was minimally short. Have you not seen big, tall, Cox-like figures run at the ball, tap it with two hands down to the on-baller?
Yeah, but not grab it and then throw it.
Well, gentlemen and good listeners, we'll agree to disagree. Yeah. I think it
looked like a throw from where I was, but have I seen it back again? No, I think I did on the news the other night.
I've got a suggestion.
Yes.
And as an umpiring guru, KISS principle.
Keep it simple.
Right, we've changed every other rule. Let's make it easier for the umpires. Two-handed throws are part of the game.
No.
They are already. Phil, what about the over-the-head, backwards, two-handed flicks, throws, whatever? You're going to say they actually handball those, eh?
I'm not saying anything. Just getting back to last week's games, though, Rick. I did happen to get 9 out of 9.
Congrats.
How did you go, Rick?
I got 7.
Sir. 7?
Yeah. I took a bit of a gamble on the Frio game.
Yeah, I rang
up and changed. How stupid can that be?
You can't pick Frio.
But, I mean, I guess you gave Aaliyah best on the ground again, did you?
He played pretty well.
Pretty well.
Yep, very solid.
I think last show...
Wasn't our best.
No. Only second best.
Well, no, he wouldn't have been top three.
No. Anyway, I think I suggested on the show last week that his stats don't ring out well.
Yeah.
Now, we won't go through them all again except
Please
to say...
Please don't. I love him.
That when it comes... To no one's questioning that he does the spectacular thing. He does make a number of spectacular intercepts, punch the ball away, and all those things. But where the champion analysis finds him out is in his disposal of the ball. And evidently, if and when he disposes of it short, he ranks reasonably well.
Yep.
But as soon as he goes long, do you know, according to their data, he slips down to the 32nd ranked defender. So Kenny ought to sort of tie a string around his legs so he can only kick 10 metres.
No, get Finlayson and Marsha to play in front, perhaps, down the forward line.
Anyway, so there you go. So
might I add, Rick,
yes?
I'm going to say this now. I've said it to
yes.
I've had several conversations on Saturday night.
Yes.
We will not win a flag with our forward line, Rick Port Bower.
I couldn't agree more.
We will not win it.
No. Could not.
Marshall's still too soft. Finlayson, he's only a pocket player, but basically.
Yes.
Not a key forward. Yeah. We need one. I mean, Charlie's on one leg, let's face it. He is on one leg. And he's
unlikely to get onto two.
Absolutely.
You've got to admire his competitiveness, but he is on one
leg. He's an old workhorse, but he's on one leg, and we will not win a flag with that forward line.
I couldn't agree.
Okay, let's get on to this week's games, Rick.
Yes.
Couple good ones.
Yes.
Collingwood and Carlton. Carlton with a lot of injuries under, a lot of people under clouds.
Yes. Well, I think, I mean, as much as we would discuss that Carlton have got everything to play for, with their injuries, they're not going to beat Collingwood.
No, they won't beat Collingwood. Geelong and Freo. Do we have to make a tip?
No, let's go Geelong. I think so, yes.
Bulldogs and GWS, quite a good game.
Now, that will be a good game.
It's in Melbourne.
And you'd never quite know with either side what's going to turn up.
I agree.
But I am going to go the Bulldogs.
So am I. Gold Coast and Brisbane, the derby.
Well, there's no contest. Brisbane.
Nah, Brisbane by plenty. Essendon and Sydney. Be a good game.
It should be a good game. Every time I say it about Sydney, they do something a bit special, but no, they will not win Sydney.
No, I think Essendon myself.
Yes.
And I reckon Essendon might get into the eight.
There you go. They've got a good run home.
Pretty good run home. Yep. So that could be a one to look out for. Adelaide versus Port. I better say them first. Home game for the Crows.
It is indeed. And I'm very interested. I don't know whether you've seen it. There's been ads running on television about getting tickets. So obviously it's not a sellout, despite the fact that everyone calls everything a sellout.
Well, 48,000 Saturday night.
That was a good sellout crowd. But you'd have thought that maybe those Crow supporters, I mean,
off the wagon.
Well, attendances, let's face it, it's true of Port Adelaide as well, true of every club. They fluctuate depending on how the sides are going.
Yep.
Although you'd say Adelaide up until the fact they lost. And, you know, they've been a bit unlucky to lose a couple. Anyway, I am going to go Port Adelaide.
Port for me.
Might I say, despite all the injuries, despite everything else, and we won't go into it because we're not going to have time. Rioli should not be playing this week under any circumstances.
Yeah, goes to the tribunal tonight.
They might increase it to four.
No, open anyway. Hand, little slap, love tap.
Can I just suggest this? We will go. Let's keep going. I'll answer the question this way. How do you think on the Gawler electric train going to Adelaide.
Yep.
If a mum slapped her little kid across the head, how do you think she'd go in court? Hey? And that's all I'll say. She'd be on child abuse instantly.
Yeah.
So it's okay to hit someone across the head if it's gentle.
A little bit of a slap. okay, so we're both going Port there. Another good game here, and I'm hesitating to pick them, but Hawks versus St Kilda.
Where is it? Marvel.
It's not in Tassie. I looked it up just before. So
I'm going Hawthorn.
No, I'm going St Kilda. I mean, they've got so much to play for, but how they're in the eight, I don't know.
No.
Oh, they're a funny side.
They are.
Richmond and Melbourne. Richmond have to win.
They won't.
But they won't.
No.
I don't think they will. Brodie Grundy in?
Is he?
No, will he be?
No.
No, I don't think you will either.
And no, I tell you what, let me also tell you, good folks, and anyone who feels free, pass it on to Kenny. Port Adelaide do not get Brody Grundy next year.
I tend to agree with
Absolute lack of investment or anything else.
Yeah, and a big price tag with
him. Oh, yes.
Now, the last game.
Last game?
Another good game. Not necessarily a good game, a close game. West Coast Eagles versus North Melbourne. A nil or draw. I'm picking a draw.
I'm going North Melbourne.
I'm going North Melbourne too. Oh, it is over there.
Yeah, but that won't matter.
I don't think it will matter.
No.
But, yeah, I'm going North. So what have we got? St Kilda different? You didn't pick Adelaide, did you?
No.
No, we only got one difference. So you're going to be three.
I might have to gamble with Adelaide. Yeah. I could be further behind. Yeah. Anyway, as we go into the... we've got to cancel a couple of things. Old lady who's been barracking for Fremantle.
Yes.
Ever since they came into the AFL. And waiting for something to happen. Every year they're going to be successful. Anyway, did you hear that she said that... burglars broke into the Fremantle Footy Club.
That's shocking.
They smashed open the trophy cabinet.
Yeah.
And the police report that they're looking for a small piece of purple carpet.
Oh, no. Any free agents.
No.
Quickly, Rick, we've got to mention the cricket. Australia have won the Ashes.
No.
They've won the Ashes, Rick.
They have retained the Ashes, right? Retain means that they already held them, and we have this cute, antiquated concept that unless you actually win a series, the people, if you tie a series, then the trophy stays with them. So all we can say as we record this is that Australia has retained the Ashes. If Australia wins this last test, they will win the Ashes.
Yes.
If it's a draw, they will still win the Ashes because they're leading 2-1. However, if England wins the last test, as they will, it'll be a 2-2 series, and so the series will be tied. End of story.
3-1. 3-1 and a draw.
All right, until next week, this is...
Rick.
And Phil.